Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
January 27th, the date on which the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration and death camp complex was liberated in 1945, is observed as International Holocaust Remembrance Day. It is an occasion to honor the millions of Jews murdered by Nazi Germany and its accomplices. Despite statements after the Holocaust that never again would such a tragedy be allowed to happen, and despite pledges of vigilance, the crime of genocide has been committed again and again since the Second World War in Cambodia, Rwanda, Bosnia, Darfur, Xinjiang, and areas formerly under ISIS control. The 1948 Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide was the first legal instrument to codify genocide as a crime. It defines genocide as specific acts committed with intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnical, racial, or religious group as such. The convention recognizes five such acts, which include killing members of the group, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group, and forcibly transferring children of the group, and further criminalizes conspiracy, complicity, attempt, or incitement to commit genocide. The Holocaust was a genocide that refers specifically to the attempted annihilation of European Jews by Nazi Germany and its collaborators. Once the Nazi Party came to power, the Nazi regime began to target political enemies and those they deemed to be inherently inferior. Over the course of the 1930s, more and more measures were put into place that made possible the marginalization of the Jewish community and other groups in German society. With the start of the Second World War, crimes against civilian populations became more common. By early 1942, Nazi leadership formalized the implementation of what they called the final solution, the systematic annihilation of a specific segment of the population as government policy. The final solution often took precedence over the war effort. Despite a desperate need for personnel and material on the front lines, no assets were diverted from death camp assignments. In the end, the final solution resulted in the deaths of 6 million Jews. Evil on a grand scale can and does happen in our world, and we have a responsibility to do everything we can to stop it, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken. That's why it's so important that we speak the truth about the past, to protect the facts where others try to distort or trivialize Holocaust crimes, and to seek justice for the survivors and their families.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.